We'll go ahead and get started.
Jay, what do you got? Does Josh Morgan, has he shown you enough to be comfortable with him as a number three?
Yeah, I think he's came on here the last couple of weeks, made a good catch in the game. It just takes some time with some of these guys of going through practice and getting in different situations with them.
With it being preseason, how much did you want to see the team get upset about the last loss, or what did you want to see them move on from? Was it important to look into that at all, or is it just preseason team?
You know, anytime we play, and the ones play a lot, we want to play well. So, we took a good look at the film and made the corrections. But at the end of the day, we have to move on and, start getting ready for Buffalo.
So you talked in June about what you'd like in a number two quarterback. Now that you know that Jimmy will be that guy going forward, what specifically do you think he can do to help you on a week-to-week basis?
He's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of high-quality football in high school, in college, and he started in this league. So he's been in my shoes. He's been under the gun. He's been in pressure. So he's got a good feel. I think he's had a really good camp and preseason. So I'm happy for him.
A lot of time in between games for you. Is there one thing that you're really focusing on? How are you spending time? What do you want to clean up?
We've had a good couple days. We'll have one more tomorrow. I think guys are just want to get rested and just get ready for the season. Like you said, there's a lot of time. We'll probably have the weekend off and then Monday come back and have a good practice and just start getting ready.
How has Centurio's progress been?
It's been good. Yeah, he was in a tough spot having to come in there and playing a game as quickly as we did. And he's going to have to play again on Thursday. So yeah, I thought he's done a great job of picking up the offense. Mike Groh's done a good job of working with him and trying to catch him up to speed. It's hard. It's hard for him to get all the way up to speed with Alshon and being some of these guys because we just have so much volume. But he's played, much like Jimmy, he's played really high-quality football throughout his career, so it should be an easy transition for him.
Jake continuity is obviously a big factor this year, being in the second year with everybody back as well. But given that, can you pinpoint an area of the offense, from what you've seen so far, where you really feel like you guys are going to be better, that you'll do better than you did last year?
I don't know. I can't. You never know how it's going to go.
What do you think of all the attention Johnny
Manziel is getting? It's hard for him to be in that situation. I know some of those coaches over there, and I'm sure they're trying to instruct him as best they can. I wouldn't want to be in it. I know that.
Did last week make you feel like the offense isn't quite as ready for the regular season as you thought?
No, we're still confident. I think watching the film, there's a few things early on that if we could have changed or done a little bit better, we would have been right there in the game. So I don't think we can lose our edge or our confidence on offense just because of that. We still have a really good scheme, really good players, and we just need to continue going forward.
Over your time, what have you noticed that the keys in trying to connect with a number two and a backup? What are the keys to getting that relationship to sync up?
Time. Me and Jimmy are still filling each other out, and if Dave is going to be in the room as well. I think we all like each other and want each other to do well. So over time, we'll figure out exactly how each of us tick and what works and what doesn't work.
You talk to Phil? Any advice?
Yeah. It's hard for him, not really game planning, and I think some of their ones are going to be playing. So he's just got to take care of the ball, get in and out of the huddle, make the mic points. And just keep the tempo of the game going and everything else take care of itself. He's got really good feet. He works well in the pocket. He's got a good sense of timing. So just protect the football. He should do okay.
Where have you noticed him come along the furthest since
May? When he came in, he was good. You could tell he was a polished quarterback. Like I said, he's got really good feet. He's got a good sense of timing in the pocket of when to move on to another receiver. His arm is plenty strong. It's just with him, it's just getting reps. He hasn't had a lot of reps with Jimmy and Jordan taking the majority of them. It's been hard to sneak him in and get three reps here, four reps here. So it's just getting him out there and just getting some experience and going through some of these plays.
You played against the number one defense every day in practice. us. Have you noticed him digress or take a step back or anything at all, or do you feel like the progress is indeed at your point?
No, I feel like you guys are kind of bored. We're trying to find something to pick at here. It's that time of year. You know, it's the fourth preseason game. I think everyone's anxious to get ready and get this one over with and get to the Buffalo Bills and start this regular season. Those guys are excited on the other side. These last 2 days, they've probably won the battle against the offense, against our group. So we feel good about them. Defensive line's improved, safeties are improved, corners have improved, linebackers are playing really well. They've gotten better, so it's a good group.
Jay, if Jordan does sign with Buffalo, how much can he help them defensively, or is that overblown?
It's not an ideal situation. I mean, it's not exactly what you want. You know, he can give them things. I'm sure if he does sign, he'll be meeting with Schwartz pretty much immediately. You know, snap count, some of the stuff we do with some of our checks, you know, what plays we like, but they still have to defend it. So I don't think we won't change much, if anything, maybe a few tweaks here and there, but we'll just have to go play football and see how it goes.
Bills has obviously made progress, but in his absence, Ola's gotten a lot of reps.
Yeah.
What have you seen out of him?
Good player, really good feet. You know, he's not afraid to ask questions, which I like, and he makes sure that he's going to the right guy. You know, he's had a few different guards in there with him too, which makes it even harder because Brian was in there earlier, and then Kyle came back, and then Kyle got in there with him. So, and he's played left side, and he's played guard. So Mike's kind of been bouncing around, and everywhere we put him, he seemed to play well, which is exciting to see. You want depth. At the offensive line, in the offensive line room, and he adds a lot of depth with his ability to play different positions, which is good.
Jay, do you currently or have you in the past played Madden football?
No. No and no.
No and no.
Yeah.
I was past that. Right, your 86 overall, 98% throwing powers. I know it's out there.
Yeah.
Like you said, something different.
You guys are bored.